This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palketh. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader has blocked an attempt to bring Americans $2,000 COVID relief checks for a vote. It's a demand President Donald Trump made before signing a more than $2 trillion government funding and relief package Sunday. The Democrat-led House of Representatives voted in favor of the measure Monday. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate would begin a process of addressing the issue, but the fate is uncertain. Meanwhile, President Trump is urging the Republican Majority Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure. More than 100 Republicans joined with Democrats Monday to approve the override, which would be the first veto that has been overridden during Trump's presidency. The Senate is expected to consider the measure later this week. President Trump slammed Republican lawmakers on Twitter, charging that, quote, weak and tired Republican leadership will allow the bad defense bill to pass. The $740 billion National Defense Authorization Act affirms a 3% pay raise for U.S. troops and improvements for military housing and more. U.S. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband received their first doses of the coronavirus vaccine on Tuesday. The vice president-elect, who is Black and Indian American, received the first of her two required shots at a facility that primarily serves African Americans. It was a televised reminder to minorities who have been disproportionately hard hit by the coronavirus to get vaccinated in the coming months. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. Don't forget, you can always download the VOA News app. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that 2.1 million Americans have been vaccinated so far. That's far short of the 20 million the outgoing Trump administration said would be vaccinated by Thursday, the last day of 2020. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, told the media network CNN on Tuesday they are not where they need to be in terms of numbers. He also said the disease has gotten out of control in many respects, and January could be worse for the U.S. than December after many traveled for the Christmas holiday. Health experts in South Sudan are criticizing organizers of a weekend concert in Juba with tens of thousands of people, including the president. Concertgoers gathered in clear violation of the health ministry's COVID-19 protocols. Tanzanian music star Diamond Platnumz attracted all kinds of fans to the outdoor event at the Dr. John Garang Mausoleum, including President Salva Kiir. The vast majority of people ignored Health Ministry and World Health Organization directives to social distance or wear masks. President Kiir wore a face covering. A World Health Organization epidemiologist in South Sudan said new strains of COVID-19 have emerged that can spread more easily in the country. The coronavirus variant spreading first in the United Kingdom has now been detected in the United States. The U.S. governor of the state of Colorado is reporting what many American media outlets are calling the first case of the variant in the country. Governor Jared Polis tweeted Tuesday the patient is a male in his 20s with no travel history. The man is recovering in isolation. Health officials are working to identify possible contacts. American Airlines flew a commercial flight using a Boeing 737 MAX on Tuesday. It's the first flight in the U.S. skies since MAX planes were grounded after two deadly crashes. The flight left the Miami International Airport in the state of Florida with about 100 passengers, according to an airline spokeswoman, and landed Tuesday afternoon at the state of New York's LaGuardia Airport. Last month, the Federal Aviation Administration approved changes that Boeing made to an automated flight control system implicated in crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed nearly 350 people. In both crashes, the system pushed the nose down based on faulty sensor readings, and pilots were unable to regain control. Via remote, I'm Liz Palketh, VOA News.